们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
那我们真的感谢主，每次我们每一周都可以有这样的机会，奉着主的名和弟兄姊妹在主日的早晨一起来纪念他。
Thank the Lord allowing us to be in his name together every Sunday.
那我们也感谢主，我们一起能够有机会来交通他宝贵的话语。
And we thank you for giving us the chance to fellowship his precious words.
那就像刚刚我们所唱的这首诗歌一样，真的盼望说我们所有的话语的中心就是爱我们的主。
Just like the hymn we just sang, that hoping that every center of our life is loving the Lord.
那我今天要和弟兄姊妹交通的题目是眼光。
So I want to share with brothers and sisters today about vision.
那这是一首诗歌的名字。
And it's a name of a hymn.
那当我想说给我的信息起个名字的时候，我就想到这首诗歌。
So when I was thinking about the topic that I'm going to share today, so I thought about this hymn.
因为我上一次交通的时候是一首歌曲的名字，我就想说，那我这一次交通的时候还是用一个诗歌的名字好。
So it seemed like last time that I was sharing about a topic from a hymn's name, so this time I would do the same.
我相信大家都同意说眼光对一个人来说是非常非常重要。
So I believe everybody understands eyesight is important to every single person.
一个人他有没有眼光会有很大的区别。
Whether a person has the eyesight make a difference.
那有眼光的人呢，他们就不会急功近利，他们对事情会有自己独特的见解。
The one with good vision and eyesight will have their own opinion.
那他可以抓到很多人别人看不见的机会。
They can see a lot of opportunities that others cannot see.
那网上有一句话叫眼光决定格局，格局决定命运。
So there is this idiom saying that the vision will determine the perspective of a person, and it will determine the ending of the person.
或者是说格局决定结局。
Or is it the perspective deciding the ending?
那我曾经想用这句话作为题目，后来感觉太不属灵了，有点像心灵鸡汤。
I was once trying to use this as my topic, but it felt like not very spiritual enough.
所以我想我们每个人都盼望自己是一个有眼光的人。
So I believe everybody wants to have a vision.
其实我们仔细想哈，一个人的眼光其实反映出他内在的价值观和他的思想。
So a vision can reveal to their internal value of a person.
世上的人需要眼光，其实我们基督徒更需要眼光。
A worldly person has their own vision, and Christians should have their own as well.
我们需要有属灵的眼光。
We need a spiritual vision.
我想特别是在今天，在当下的美国，我们基督徒真的需要有眼光。
And especially nowadays in America, that we need our own Christian visions.
我想如果用一个词来描述当今的美国社会的话，我不知道弟兄姊妹你想到是哪一个词。
So if you can use one word to describe the American society nowadays, which word would you use?
我想到的就是混乱。
Well, the word that I thought of is chaotic.
一个失控的疫情。
It has this uncontrollable pandemic.
看现在这个撕裂的社会。
And this splitted society.
我们天天电视里面看到的一些争议不断的大选。
And the dispute about the elections.
这些事情都会让我们很焦虑，很迷茫。
It caused a lot of anxieties in us.
所以在这个时候，我们特别需要在圣经里面从神那里来的眼光。
So we need the vision from Bible to help us.
可以帮助我们看见说，在这一切的纷乱当中，我们可以看见那位至高者是在人的国中掌权。
So that we can see, even in chaotic, the Holy One is in charge.
这是我今天预备这篇信息的时候里面的负担。
So this is the burden when I prepared this message.
那我想用两段经文从四个方面来分享眼光这个题目。
So I want to share with you two scriptures to share about this topic about vision.
那第一个方面是讲到说眼光的重要。
And first is about the importance.
第二讲说什么是眼光或者是什么是属灵的眼光。
And the second is what is vision, spiritual vision.
那第三个是属灵的眼光可以给我们带来什么帮助，什么益处。
And the third is what type of benefits the spiritual vision can bring us.
那最后一点是说我们如何才能得着这个属灵的眼光。
And the fourth one is how do we achieve and obtain such a spiritual vision.
那我们先来看今天的第一段经文，是在列王记下6章8到17。
So let's read the scripture, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8.
请弟兄姊妹把圣经翻到列王记下6章8到17节。
2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8 to 17.
那我念给大家听。
I'm going to read to everyone.
那我念完以后请，翻译的姐妹，翻译成英文。
And I'm going to translate into Chinese, into English.
亚兰王与以色列人征战，和他的臣仆商议说，我要在某处某处安营。
Now the king of Aram was at war with Israel. After conferring with his officers, he said, I'll set up my camp in such and such a place.
神人打发人去见以色列王，说，你要谨慎，不要从某处经过，因为亚兰人从那里下来。
The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, Beware of passing that place, because the Arameans are going down there.
以色列王差人去窥探神人所告诉、所警戒他去的地方，就防备备受其害，不止一两次。
So the king of Israel checked on the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elisha warned the king, so that he was on his guard in such places.
亚兰王因这事心里惊疑，招了臣仆来，对他们说，我们这里有谁帮助以色列王，你们不指给我吗？
This enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded of them, Will you not tell me which of us is on the side of the king of Israel?
有一个臣仆说，我主我王，无人帮助他，只有以色列中的先知以利沙将王在卧房所说的话告诉以色列王。
None of us, my lord the king, said one of his officers, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel that very word you speak in your bedroom.
王说，你们去探他在哪里，我好打发人去捉拿他。有人告诉王说，他在多摊。
Go, find where he is, the king ordered, so I can send men and capture him. The report came back, he is in Dothan.
王就打发车马和大军往那里去。夜间到了，围困那城。
Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. They went by night and surrounded the city.
神的仆人清早起来出去，看见车马军兵围困了城。仆人对神人说：“哀哉，我主啊，我们怎样行才好呢？”
When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early in the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh, my Lord, what shall we do? The servant asked.
神人说，不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
以利沙祷告说，耶和华，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。耶和华开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。
And Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes so he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fires all around Elisha.
这是我们今天读的第一段经文。
This is the first scripture we read today.
这一段经文记载了非常有戏剧性的一件事情，是发生在先知以利沙和他的仆人身上。
Is a dramatic event happened between Elisha and his servant.
那当时是亚兰国和以色列国是彼此为敌的。
And at that time, Aramean, Aram and Israelite, they are fighting each other.
于是亚兰王就与他的臣仆商议，要设计埋伏陷害以色列国。
So king of Aram have all the schemes to try to attack Israel.
那刚刚我们读到的说，为了保密起见，所有商议的过程都是在亚兰王的卧室当中进行。
So to be secretly planning, all these plans of the king of Aram were done in his bedroom.
所以按今天的话说，都是属于高度机密，只有少数相关的人才能知道。
So in today's word, this is high secret that only a few people know the plan.
可惜就是在这个安保措施这么严密的情况下，竟然泄密，而且还不止一两次。
But under such a secretive planning, all the secrets were leaked.
所以亚兰王就害怕，他感觉一定是在亚兰国里面一定有以色列人的卧底。
So king of Aram was afraid that he thought of spy among them.
所以他就把臣仆叫来，让他们来找出这个内奸。
So he called his servant and want to find out who is the spy.
那到底谁是这个内奸呢？
So who was the spy?
其实根本就没有内奸，
There was no spy.
因为每次是当亚兰王与他臣仆商议之后，先知以利沙就把他们计划告诉给以色列王。
Because every time after their secret meeting, the prophet Elisha will give the information to the king of Israel.
那伊丽莎会告诉以色列王说，亚兰人会在哪里埋伏，会做什么？
And Elisha will tell the king of Israel what the army of Aram is going to do.
于是以色列王和他的百姓就有了防备，每次都免于受害。
So that the Israelites and the king were always prepared.
那可能我们当中有人会问说，亚兰王与臣仆们在卧房商议的计谋，伊丽莎是怎么知道？
So people will ask, how is Elisha know what was planned in the king of Aram's bedroom?
那当然是神告诉他，因为伊丽莎是神的先知。
And of course, it was told by God because Elisha is the prophet of God.
那每一次当他从神那里得到启示之后，他就差派他的仆人去告诉以色列王。
Every time Elisha received the revelation from God, he would send his servant to the king of Israel.
因为神要保护他的百姓。
Because God wants to protect his people.
尽管在那个时候，神的百姓是非常非常软弱，而且以色列王是很败坏的一个王。
Even though at that time the people of Israel are weak and the king of Israel is corrupted.
但是神还是很深深的顾念他们，不让他们受到过分的伤害。
But God cared about his people and do not want them to be in harm.
那圣经里面说，神所爱的他必管教。其实神是要借着亚兰人来管教以色列人被盗的罪。
Who God loves will be disciplined by God, and therefore God actually used the Arameans to discipline Israelite.
但神的目的不是灭绝，乃是拯救。
But the purpose of God is not to destroy Israelite, but to discipline and
也是
deliver
想
them.
的百姓从错误的道路上能够回转回来。
So that it corrects the people of Israel to the right way.
所以神其实对他儿女的目的永远是积极。
So the purpose of God is always constructive.
就像有个传道人常常讲，他说神的拆毁不是目的，建造才是。
So a preacher had once said that God's work in destroying is not his purpose, but to rebuild is his purpose.
他倒空我们不是目的，充满我们才是目的。
He empty us out is not the purpose, to fill us is the purpose.
这就是我们所信的神。
And this is the God that we believe in.
那他能看见所有暗中隐秘的事。
So he can see anything hidden.
说这里给我们看见，神若不许可，即使亚兰王的计划再周全，仍然不能成功。
So we see that if God is not allowed, then whatever that planned by the king of Aram would not succeed.
所以亚兰王精心策划这些计划，一次一次的落空。
So king of Aram's scheme once every time failed.
于是他感觉说自己的人中有奸细，就把臣仆都叫来。
So he felt that there was spy among them, and he called and summoned his officers,
试图要把这个奸细找出来。
and trying to find out who is the spy.
那这时有一个臣仆来对他说：“他说泄密的不是我们自己人，其实是以色列的先知以利沙。
But one of his officers told the king that none of us is the spy, but the prophet Elisha.
说是以利沙把你在卧房中所有商量的一些计谋告诉给以色列王。
That Elisha tells the king of Israel the very word you speak in your bedroom.
那这个臣仆是怎么知道以利沙做的这些事情呢？
So how did this officer know what Elisha did?
圣经里面没有明确的说。
It's not clear in the Bible.
但是很多圣经学者都认为说，以利沙因为多次提醒了以色列王躲过灾难，所以在以色列国这件事情已经是家喻户晓。
But it was studied in the history that because of what Elisha did, so it became very popular among the Israelites that Elisha had told the king of Israel.
所以以至于这些事情就传到亚兰国的臣仆的耳中。
And so the rumors spread to the officers in Aram.
所以亚兰王身边根本就没有以色列国的奸细，这一切都是神的作为。
There is no spy among the king of Aram. It's all the work done by God. Because what they were done is not out of God's purpose, so God had stopped them.
那既然泄密的原因找到了，亚兰王于是决定去捉拿以利沙。
So now that the secret is open, so the king of Aram wants to capture Elisha.
你会发现这里面以色列亚兰王根本就没有深究说以利沙是如何知道。And
king of Aram did not really study why Elisha will know his secret.
他只是觉得以利沙坏了他的好事，是在一直和他作对。
He just felt that Elisha is his enemy, that he is destroying his plan. He failed to see all this work were done by God. The king of Aram only saw Elisha. He did not see the God behind Elisha. And this is the scripture that shows us that the first person who is lack of vision.
那后面亚兰王就气急败坏，调集大军到多滩去捉拿伊丽莎。So
then the king of Aram turned the army around and went to Dothan to try to capture Elisha.
如果我们对伊丽莎稍微多一点了解的话，就知道说其实他是一个行踪不定的人。
If we understand Elisha a little bit more, we know that he has no routine.
因为就在前几章里面刚刚记载说，他曾经在基甲解决那个门徒那些饥荒的问题。Because
in a few chapters earlier, he was in Gilgal to resolve the famine.
Yeah. 那又在撒玛利亚给乃曼医治了他的大麻风。And
he was in a Samaria to resolve the leprosy of Naaman.
那后来在耶利哥城还跟门徒一起在约旦河砍树建房。
And he was in Jericho to build houses.
所以他现在在多滩这个城，这个消息竟然被亚兰王知道。
So then the news about he is in Dothan is known by the king of Aram.
所以亚兰王就大军就在夜间就把这个多滩城包围了。
So the army of Aram surrounded the city at night.
因为伊丽莎破坏了他的计谋，保护了以色列的百姓。
Because Elisha destroyed his plan and protected the Israelites.
其实对于伊丽莎而言，他只是做了神所吩咐他做的事情。
To Elisha, he was doing what God had commanded him to do.
所以这里可以给我们看见一点，说一个遵照神心意去行的人，常常是一个让仇敌非常不舒服的人。So
you can see that a person who follow God's plan is always the enemy of the non-believers.
所以亚兰王一定要把他除之而后快。So
the king of Aram wants to kill him.
那如果我们想说像以利沙这样一个神忠心的仆人，神一定会保护他。
So as we know that such a loyal servant of God, God is going to protect him.
神应该不让亚兰王知道伊丽莎在多滩的消息。Then
God should not let King of Aram to know that Elisha is in Dothan.
那即使是亚兰王知道了，神应该阻止这些仇敌的军兵来到多滩。And
then we would think that even when the King of Dothan, King of Aram knew that Elisha is in Dothan, God is going to stop them from coming to surround the city.
那既或神没有阻止这些敌人来，神也应该提前预警伊丽莎，让他赶快逃跑。Even
if God did not stop the enemies to surround the city, then God should warn Elisha to escape earlier.
这些事情难道神做不到吗？
Wouldn't these be doable by God?
神当然能做到，他都告诉以色列的百姓一次又一次躲过亚兰王的埋伏。Of
course, God can do this. God even saved Israelites from the Arameans and armies of many times.
但是很奇怪的是，在这里面神什么都没有做，就是让仇敌把城围住。
But in this time, God did not do anything, and He allowed the enemy army to surround the city.
不做神的儿女，神一定是会保护的。
Of course, God is going to protect the children of God.
只不过是神保护他儿女的方法和手段，可能不是我们所期望的样子。
But the way that God protects the children of God may not be the same way as we thought.
圣经也告诉我们说，因为他的意念永远是高过我们意念。
And the Bible told us that God's will, mind is higher than ours.
他为他儿女所预备的远远超过我们的期望。
God's preparation is always surpassing our expectation.
那等一下我们就会看见他为他儿女所预备。
And then we will see what was prepared later on.
那当伊丽莎的仆人清早起来的时候，他看见这个车马军兵把城围困了，就对伊丽莎说。
When servant of Elisha got up and saw the city was surrounded, and he said to Elisha,
说大事不好了，主啊，我们要怎么办才行呢？我们逃不掉了。
and he was very worried, Oh Lord, what should we do? We were surrounded.
那这个仆人是谁呢？圣经没有说。
Who is the servant? The Bible did not give a name.
肯定不是他之前的那个仆人，因为他之前那个仆人已经得了大麻风这个事。
It should not be the servant that the Bible mentioned before because that servant had leprosy.
那这个小仆人，当他看见亚兰王的军兵将城围困的时候，他非常非常的害怕。
And this servant were very, very afraid.
那可能他一生都没有见过这样的阵势。
He might not have seen such a battle before.
那没想到他的老师，他的主人伊丽莎不但不害怕，还不慌不忙地安慰他。
But his master was not afraid and were very tranquil and to tell him and comfort
他
him.
说：“不要害怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
Don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
”那后面就看到说，伊丽莎为这个仆人祷告，求神开他的眼睛。
And later on, we see that Elisha prayed to the Lord and opened the eyes of the servant.
那这个小仆人为什么害怕呢？
And why was this servant afraid?
是因为他的眼光不对。
Because he did not have the right vision.
他只看见了城被围，只看见到处的敌兵，看见困难和危险。
He only saw the city being surrounded, the danger around him, and the great armies of the enemy.
他没有看见伊丽莎所看见，他若看见了就不会害怕。
He did not see what Elisha saw. If he saw, he would not be afraid.
那我们先停到这儿，我们想一想说，如果你是那个小仆人，在他那种环境下，你会不会害怕？
Stop here and think about if you were that servant of Elisha, will you be afraid?
那刚刚报告弟兄讲说，疫情现在又卷土重来了哈，你看见每天这个屡创新高的这些确诊人数，你怕不怕？
Our brother earlier announced about the pandemic from the news that it is rising again. Will you be afraid?
那就在刚刚几天，纽尔克和纽约又开始晚上实行宵禁。
And Newark and New York had started the nighttime
那在昨天，如果大家看新闻的话，你会发现说，在华盛顿地区有很多很多人在那里有抗议，有游行。
And you saw the Washington DC has protesters.
你看见这样社会的动荡，你怕不怕？
Are you afraid of this chaos in the society?
你看见原来很多是非法的，现在都慢慢变得合法化，这个道德越来越沦丧，你怕不怕？
You see, a lot of things were supposed to be illegal and now turning to legal. All these downturn of moral standard has changed. Are you afraid?
那这些都是外面的大环境哈，你再看看我们个人，我们的家庭生活。
And this is the big environment. How about turn into your own personal environment?
好像很多的时候，你如果看我们自己周围的环境，你会发现说，除了难处，好像没有别的事情。
And when you are seeing around yourself, you only see difficulties surrounding you.
所以有人感慨说，一看见配偶就生气，一看见孩子就着急。
So some people say that once I see my spouse, I get angry. When I see my children, I get nervous.
我想，如果是基督徒的话，可能还要加上说，一看见自己就灰心，一看见教会就失望。
So some of the Christian will add it that once I see myself, I get disappointed. When I see the church, I get hopeless.
所以很多的时候，其实我们在主的面前，我们是不是也像这个小仆人一样，有这种呼求，说主啊，我要怎样行才好？
So a lot of times, are we just like this servant that will come to say, "What shall we do?"
其实这个小仆人很多的时候是我们每个人的写照。
So the servant actually reveal us.
我们与他有一样的眼光。
We might have the same eyesight as this servant.
就是完全被环境、被困难所蒙蔽的一个眼光。
That is the eyesight surrounded by difficulties in the environment.
就让我们看不见与我们同在的比他与他们同在的多。
And this eyesight do not allow us to see more than what the servant saw.
这个眼光让我们看不见在我们里面的比这个世界上的还大。
And this eyesight do not allow us to see anything bigger than what is surrounding us.
那这个亚兰王和小仆人他们的眼光都有问题。
So the king of Aram and the servant have the wrong eyesight.
那一个是不信神的人，所以圣经上说，此等不信神的人都是。
Can you repeat?
一个不信神的人，圣经里面讲说，这样不信神的人都是被世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
So the unbelievers, their eyesight were blinded by the worldly evil.
那他只能看见以利沙，看不见以利沙背后的神。
He can only see Elisha. He did not see the God behind Elisha.
就不信神的人，他看不见神的作为，好像还有情可原。
And the unbelievers do not see the wisdom of God. This may be acceptable.
但即使就是一个信神的人，很多的时候我们还是看不见神的同在，看不见神的作为。
But even for believers, sometimes we do not see God be with us and do not see God's wisdom.
虽然我们信主了，但是我们的眼睛还是被这个世界、被撒旦、被我们自己的罪所蒙蔽。
Even though we believe in the Lord, but our eyesight were cheated and blinded by Satan.
当我们失去属灵的眼光的时候，你会发现说，我们的内心会有很多很多负面的情绪出来。
When we are lack of the spiritual vision, our inside mood will be changed.
那这些负面的情绪会让我们的言语也好，行为也好，都偏离神的心意。
And this negative mood will change us away from God.
那不仅让我们自己受影响，还会给我们很多周围的人带来伤害。
Not only affecting ourselves, but we are also hurting people around us.
那说到眼光的话，其实还要讲我们大家都很熟悉的圣经里面的一段记载。
So talking about vision, there is another familiar scriptures in the Bible.
就是在民数记十三章那里面所记载的，说摩西打发十二个探子去窥探迦南地。
And that is the story in the book of Numbers regarding to the spies going to the land of Canaan.
大家对这一段都很熟悉，所以我们今天就不读。
Everyone is familiar with this story, so we are not going to read it.
但是那里的圣经告诉我们说，这十二个探子在迦南地一共窥探了四十天。
But the Bible told us that 12 spies were in the land of Canaan for 40 days.
那四天之后，他们从迦南地回来，将窥探的结果告诉给摩西和当时的以色列全会众。
They came back and tell the people of Israelites and as well as Moses what they saw.
那我们很稀奇的看见一个结果，就是这十二个探子他们所面对的是同样的地，看见的是同样的人。
So these 12 spies went to the same place and saw the same people over there.
但是他们窥探的结果却是截然相反。
But they gave to a different report.
那有十个探子是非常非常害怕，跟那个摩西讲说，我们万万不能上去攻击那个地的居民。
10 of them were very afraid that they said we can't attack those people.
为什么呢？因为他们比我们强壮。
Why? Because they are stronger than we are.
他们都身量高大，而且都是伟人的后裔。
They are all very huge.
那你就看看我们自己，我们在他们面前就像蚱蜢一样。
And look at ourselves, we are like grasshoppers in their eyes.
那其中只有约书亚和加勒与他们不同。
But only Joshua and Caleb are different.
那他们是怎么看待迦南人的呢？
And how did they see the Canaanite?
他们看迦南人说是我们的食物，有耶和华与我们同在，我们不要怕他。
They look at the Canaanite as their food because God is with them, so we do not need to be afraid.
所以约书亚和加勒他们看见的不是敌人的强大，而是看见神的大能和同在。
So Caleb and Joshua did not see the strength of the enemy, but the strength of God behind them.
他们从神的眼光来看环境，他们就刚强壮胆。
When they see the environment through the eye of God, then they are not afraid.
他们相信神的话，相信神一定将那个地的居民交给以色列的百姓。
They believe in the promise that God gave them, that they believe the land will be given to them as per God's word.
那以色列的全会众呢？他们都受了那十个探子的影响。
How about the assembly of the Israelites? They were affected by the 10 spies.
他们的眼光与那十个探子一样。
Their eyesight were the same as the first 10 spies.
所以他们就起来埋怨摩西，甚至抱怨神。
So the Israelites grumble against Moses and Aaron.
当他们听到说约书亚和加勒在这个时候还要去进迦南的时候，他们竟然商量说要用石头。
So when they hear that Joshua and Caleb still provoking to enter into the land, they want to stone these two people.
若不是神及时的出面制止，不知道约书亚和加勒的结局会怎样。
If it's not because of Lord coming up to stop them, Caleb and Joshua may have different ending.
也不知道以色列百姓要犯何等大的重罪。
And we don't know what would Israelite be guilty with a bigger sin.
你们说耶和华的荣光在会幕中向以色列的众人显现。
And the glory of the Lord appeared to the Israelite at that time.
结果就是20岁以上所有向神发怨言的都必倒闭旷野。
So all those who are above 20 years old and grumble against the Lord will be fallen in this desert.
他们的儿女必在旷野要漂流40年，要担当他们的罪。
Their children is going to wander in the desert for another 40 years to bear the sin that they committed.
这就是眼光带来的后果。
And this is the wrong eyesight brought to the ending.
就像我们刚刚所说的，眼光决定格局，格局决定结局，只不过这是一个非常悲惨的结局。
And just like what we just said, our eyesight vision brought to the a perspective which bring to the ending, but this is a sad ending.
那前几天我在网上听了一篇信息，题目是从绕行到进入。
So earlier I listened to a message about taking a longer way or a shortcut.
那里面讲到说神以色列百姓在旷野绕行的这个事情。
So I talk about the Israelites wandering in this desert in a long way.
他讲到说，其中之说绕行的一个原因，就是因为神家的领袖。
And the reason taking them around the desert is because Lord is picking their leaders.
因为这十个探子都是各个支派的负责人。
And these 10 spies were leaders from different tribes.
所以你就看见说，一个人属灵的眼光不仅可以影响他个人，有的时候甚至影响整个聚会。
So God can see that a person's vision not only affecting themselves, but affecting the whole tribe.
在马太福音六章22节和23节那里面，主耶稣说。
And in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 22 and 23.
那里面讲说，眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
And the eyes is the lamp of body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light.
你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等的大。
But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
主耶稣这里面所强调的就是我们里面的眼睛。
And what is Jesus trying to emphasize is our inner eyes.
换句话说，就是我们今天所说的这属灵的眼光。
And in another word, is the spiritual vision.
我们需要求神开我们的眼睛，救我们脱离这黑暗的光景。
We need to ask the Lord to help us open us our inner eyes and take deliver us from the darkness.
更救我们脱离这样黑瞎子领瞎子的光景。
And deliver us away from such a blind people leading the blind.
那伊丽莎是一个有属灵眼光的人，
Elisha has the spiritual eyesight.
所以他为他的仆人的眼光来祷告。
So he prayed for his servant's sight.
他没有为他的仆人说：“神呐，你给加给他胆量和勇气。”他的祷告是说：“神呐，你开他的眼睛。
He did not pray to ask the Lord to give the servant courage, but he prayed to the Lord to open his eyes.
”那耶和华听了以撒的祷告，就开了那少年人的眼睛。
And Lord, listen, hear the Elisha's prayer and open the servant's eyes.
于是他就看见了神所为他的仆人所预备。
And therefore, the servant saw what was prepared for Elisha.
就是满山的火车和火马围绕的伊丽莎。
That is a mountain full of troops and chariots with fire.
火车火马至少给我们看见三件事情。
And it shows us three things.
第一个是讲到说伊丽莎有神的同在，有神的保护。
First is Elisha has God's protection and presence.
第二个讲到说神给伊丽莎她最适合的帮助。
And second is the Lord gave Elisha the best protection.
之前我们看见，当伊莎需要麦饼的时候，神就供应他麦饼。
When Elisha needs bread, then our Lord provided bread to him.
他需要的是战车马兵。
Now Elisha needs horses and chariots.
那神就供应他火车火马，可以打败周围的仇敌。
So Lord provided him horses and chariots to defeat the enemies.
他需要什么，神就供应什么。
Whatever he needs, then the Lord provided.
那第三点可以给我们看见说神是征战的神。
And the third thing we can see that our Lord is the Lord who is willing to fight.
当他的仆人遇见危险的时候，他就会出现为他所爱的人来征战。
When his servant is in danger, Lord will appear to fight for him.
他从来没有离开那些爱他的人。
Lord never leaves the people that he loves.
今天在我们的实际的经历里面，我们不再可能看见火车火马。
Today in our actual world, we will not see horses and chariots anymore.
因为这些可能是神给以利沙和他仆人一个特别的看见。
Because this is a special views eyesight that showed to Elisha and his servant at that time.
但是今天我们就可以在神的难处里面看见神，在我们的难处里面看见神的同在。
But today in our difficulties, we can see the presence of the Lord.
因为他是称为以马内利的神。
Because he is the Lord called Emmanuel.
那我们也可以在这个难处当中，在一切的需要里面看见他的供应。
And we can see all the provisions that he gave us in our difficulties.
因为他是耶和华以勒，耶和华必有预备。
Because he is Jehovah and he has prepared.
那当他，我们也看见说他在一切的环境当中都为我们征战。
And we will see that he is fighting for us in every single environment.
他要差派他的使者在敬畏他的人周围安营搭救我们。
He will send his messengers to help us.
也盼望神能够给我们这样属灵的眼光，在一切的环境里面可以看见神自己。
And may the Lord give us the vision so that we can see him in every situation.
那当这个小妇人看见满山的火车火马的时候，她会怕吗？
And when this servant saw the horses and chariots of fire from the Lord, is he afraid?
圣经没有说，我们可以发挥一下我们自己的想象力。
The Bible did not keep on saying it, but we can use our own imagination.
我想他一定现在是昂首挺胸，对仇敌一定是不屑一顾。
So probably right now he's so bold that can stand up before the enemy.
那对神一定是里面满了称谢和赞美。
And in him he must have a lot of praises and to the Lord.
可见说眼睛得开是医治我们灵命软弱的根本。
So once our spiritual eyesight is open, it will heal our inner person.
什么时候我们的眼睛开了，什么时候我们里面的人就刚强。
Whenever our spiritual eyes is opened, our person will be strengthened.
那什么时候我们看见主，什么时候我们里面就喜乐。
Whenever we see the Lord, we will have the pleasure in us.
所以那个秘诀就是看见主。
So the secret is to see the Lord.
看见主我们就不害怕，看见主我们就喜乐。
When we see the Lord, we will not be afraid. When we see the Lord, we will have joy.
那现在我们看看第二点，说到底什么是属灵的眼光。
So the second point is, what is the definition for this spiritual eyesight?
那属灵的眼光其实就是属神的眼光，是站在神的立场角度来看待问题。
And the spiritual eyesight is the sight from the Lord that we can stand on the side of the Lord to see every situation.
那加尔文曾经给属灵的眼光下了一个定义。
Darwin had this definition for who?
加尔文，凯尔文。
Calvin.
Calvin?
Yeah.
Calvin had this definition for spiritual vision.
属灵的眼光就是戴上圣经或者是神学的眼镜，透过圣经话语的亮光或神学的角度来解读。
That is put on the Bible as your glasses, seeing everything through the Bible.
其实当我们信主以后，我们里面的眼睛都是被打开。
So once we believe, our inner eyes were open.
眼光都是有天心思一天。
Our inner eyesight should be renewed every day.
那圣经里面有一个最明显的例子，就是新约的保罗。
And the best example in the New Testament is Paul.
他在腓立比书三章七节到八节那里讲。
In the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 7 to 8.
他说，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作是有损。
But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
For whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him.
自从他在去大马色的路上被主的大光所遇见之后，他肉身的眼睛几乎是瞎了。
Since he met the Lord in the road, his physical eye were blinded.
但是他灵里面的眼睛却被主开启。
But his spiritual eyes were opened.
以至于他对之前对他有益的，现在他看作是粪土。
What was beneficial before now is rubbish to him.
那在现在在他的眼里只有耶稣，唯有耶稣。
In his eyes now, only Christ, and only Christ in his eyesight.
也他一认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
And he sees that Christ is his precious.
所以一个有属灵眼光的人，就是在他所处的每一个环境里面，无论是顺境，无论是逆境，他都能够看见神，都能够看见神的作为。
The spiritual vision will see the Christ and the Lord only, no matter in a smooth or non-smooth situation.
那属灵的眼光其实也是信心的眼光，信心是关键。
And the spiritual vision is also related to our faith.
如果我们没有对神的信，不要想说我们能够看见神和神的作为。
If we don't have the faith in Christ, we would not be able to see what the Lord had done.
即使神为我们做了大事，我们也会把它归为偶然或者归于碰巧。
Because even if God has done great things to us, we will take it as by chance.
如果我们没有信心的话，我们定会看见的只是属地的事情。
If we don't have the faith in Christ, we will see everything happen by chance as the rest of the people on earth.
那在危机当中，我们所能看见的也只能是各样的困难和难处。
So in turmoils, we can only see difficulties and troubles.
我们下面来看说属灵的眼光可以给我们带来什么样的帮助。
So now let's turn to what the spiritual vision can bring benefits to us.
我们来看今天的第二段经文。And
let's see the second scripture.
希伯来书11章24到27节。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, 24 to 27.
那里说，摩西因着信长大了，就不肯成为法老女儿之子。他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得着的赏赐。他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasure of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible.
摩西是以色列百姓的第一个领袖。
This is the first leader for the Israelites.
他一共活了120岁, 很清楚地可以分为三个阶段。
He lived for 120 years, we can divide that into three sections.
那头40年他贵为埃及王子, 生活在王宫的里面。
Years he was considered as the prince of Egypt, and he lived in the castle.
圣经里面说他学尽了埃及一切的学问，说话行事都大有能力。
And the Bible told us that he learned all the intelligence of the Egypt, and he has great words.
那40岁的时候，因为他打死了一个欺负以色列人的埃及人，于是就逃离王宫，跑到旷野里面。
40, he killed a Egyptians, and so he left the castle.
他在旷野里面放了40年的羊。
And he was in the desert as a shepherd for 40 years.
那80岁的时候, 神在荆棘怀恩中向他显现, 吩咐他带领以色列百姓出埃及。
At 80, God appeared to him in the fire of bush and told him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以在随后的40年里面, 他带领以色列的百姓, 在旷野里漂流, 直到离世。
So in the third 40 years, he led the Israelites in the desert until he passed.
其实摩西一生的传奇跟他这个眼光有很大的关系。
So the story of the life of Moses had related to his spiritual visions greatly.
第一点可以让我们看见说，一个属灵的眼光可以给人，让人能够做出正确的抉择。
So first, we can see that a correct eyesight will help the person to make the right decision.
要知道说，考古学家说收养摩西的那个法老的女儿，在埃及是非常非常有权势的统治者。According
to the archaeologists, the Pharaoh's daughter who adopted Moses actually has very high power.
所以摩西如果不离开王宫的话，极有可能成为下一个法老。So
if Moses did not leave the castle, he might become the next Pharaoh.
所以说摩西拒绝这么大的尊荣是非常非常不容易的。
So it's not easy for Moses to reject such a high place.
摩西到40岁的时候，圣经说他心中起意去看望他的弟兄以色列人。
So the Bible said that Moses visited his people, the Israelites.
我们不想，不管说这个心中的起意是摩西的热心还是神的感动，但有一点我们知道是他不肯再在王宫里面待下去。
So Moses started having dilemma, and these may be because of God touching. But in any way, it was to say that Moses do not want to stay in the castle.
他不是不能成为法老女儿之子，他是不肯成为法老女儿之子。
It's not because he could not be the son of Pharaoh's daughter, but it's that he doesn't want to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
今天我们 之所以没有力量来拒绝这些世界上很多的试探，是因为我们没有真实看见神所应许的美好。
Today we have no power to reject everything around us. It's because we did not see the Lord's power yet.
因为人都是要看见那个上好的，才可以把手中这个次好的放下。
Because men want to see the better things before they let go of what they have.
只有那些有眼光、有见识的人才能做出这个正确的判断和抉择。
But only those with the right spiritual vision can make such a correct decision.
那摩西是这样的人，在他的眼里，埃及的尊荣和世界的荣华都是暂时的。
So to Moses, the glory of Egypt and the world is only temporary.
对于一些短暂的属地的生活，他选择那个可以存到永远、那个不能震动的国。
Moses gave up this temporary glory and to choose the permanent glory kingdom.
他选择了神，没有选择世界。
He chose God. He did not choose the world.
他选择做神的儿子，没有去做法老女儿的之子。
He chose to be the son of God, not the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
与神的百姓同受苦害，却没有选择在宫中享受最终之乐。
He chose to suffer with his people rather than enjoying in Egypt.
他选择了那个永远的，却没有选择那些暂时。
He chose the permanent instead of the temporary.
因为摩西有属灵的眼光。
Because Moses has the spiritual vision.
那第二个属灵的眼光可以让我们看见说可以使人甘愿受苦。
And the second importance of spiritual vision is to see that allow people to be willing to suffer.
我们知道摩西的第二个四十年是在旷野里度过。
We understand the second 40 years of Moses were living in desert.
想想他从小前四十年是在王宫里面可以吃得好、睡得好、住得好。
If you think about the first 40 years living in the castle, have the best food, have the best living surroundings.
现在他竟然要在一个鸟不下蛋的地方要住四十年之久。
And now he is living 40 years in desert.
这是何等不简单的一件事情。
It's not easy for him.
圣经里面说，那个摩西逃到米甸的时候，米甸的祭司叫他与他们住在一起。
When Moses escaped to Midian, the priest asked him to stay with them.
那里面特别提到甘心。
And it talked about willingness.
摩西是甘心的和他们住在一起，和他们一起放羊。
Moses was willingly to stay with them and to be shepherd.
一直过的这种非常叫什么？白天受干热，黑夜受寒霜，这个帐篷的生活。
And to live in tent of a life of hard life.
可是摩西没有后悔。
But Moses did not regret.
摩西如果后悔的话，他就没有办法走完这条属灵的道路。
If Moses regretted, he would not be able to finish this spiritual path.
因为他看为基督所受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
Because he see that the sufferings of the Lord more precious than the enjoyment in Egypt.
这是今天的世人根本无法所能理解。
And this is something that we cannot understand nowadays.
如果想一想把我们放在这样的环境里面，把世上的这些富贵也好，这些尊荣也好，与耶稣受苦这件事情摆在一起，让我们来选择，我们会选择什么？
So if it was put before you,on one side is the disgrace of the sake of Christ, on the other side is the treasures of the world. Which one will you pick?
那这让我们能够看出说我们到底是看重属天的事呢，还是更看重属地的事情。
It will show us whether we are paying more attention to the heavenly matters or the worldly matters.
那第三个是要属灵的眼光可以让我们有活泼的盼望。
And the third importance of the spiritual eyesight is toallow us to have this lively hope.
这里面让我们看见说是他之所以这样做是因为他想望所要得到的赏赐。
To show us that, that he is willing to do this because he's have this lively hope.
我们常常以为好像是存着一种得赏赐的心来爱主不是最好的爱心。
So a lot of time we think of loving Lord with the exchange of reward is not the best love.
但是圣经却给我们看见说, 我们如果不重视神的赏赐, 是对神一个很大的不敬。
But actually the Bible mentioned to us that if we don't pay attention to the Lord's reward, it's actually disrespecting the Lord.
说这里面让我们看见说, 其实圣经是很称许摩西这种想望。
So actually the Bible has high regard of Moses' desire.
还记得保罗在腓立比书说, 弟兄们, 我不是以为我自己已经得着。
And in the Philippians, if you remember, Paul says, brothers, I'm not saying that I already received.
我只有一件事情就是忘记背后努力面前的向着标杆直跑, 要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I only have one thing is to
Chris 在腓立书三章十三到十四节。
I only have one thing that is brother, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. Forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
那这里面保罗努力向标杆直跑是要得到那个奖赏。
Paul press on towards the goal is to win the prize.
他不仅自己竭力追求, 他也劝所有的弟兄姊妹要竭力追求。
Not only he is going for it, he encouraged brothers and sisters to go for it.
这里面讲说, 所以我们中间凡事完全人, 总要存这样的心。
And it's reminded us that all of us who are mature should take such a view of things.
当我们看见耶稣的时候, 我们就可以轻看我们所处的环境。
When we can see the Lord in the throne, then we will look down on our difficulties.
就像圣经里面在《哥林多后书》里面讲说, 我们这至善至轻的苦楚, 要为我们成就极重无比, 存到永远的荣耀。
Just like in the 2nd Corinthians, that all these difficulties is to bring us into the eternity with glory.
所以属灵的眼光是可以给我们带来属天的盼望。
And the heavenly vision can bring us to the heavenly hope.
那我快快地把最后一点讲完。
And I'm going to get to the last point.
最后一点是讲的说如何得到这个属灵的眼光。
And the last point is how to obtain such a spiritual vision.
我想这个道理大家其实都不难明白啊, 难就难在说我们如何能够拥有这样的眼光。
I don't think it's hard to understand, but the difficult point is how to get it.
那借着以利沙和摩西这样有属灵的眼光的人, 我们可以从他们身上的共性看见一些规律。
Through Elisha and Moses, we can see some common points.
第一个是讲说我们要有属灵的眼光, 必须与神有亲密的关系。
First is we have to have close relationship with God.
因为一切属灵的事情都不是一蹴而就的。
Because all these spiritual things does not happen from nothing.
那属灵的眼光也是一样, 它不是一种特殊的状态, 它是一个生命自然的发展。
And spiritual vision is the same thing. It reveals what we are.
当我们这个灵命啊, 我们属灵的生命成长的时候, 我们的眼光, 我们的认识自然就跟着改变。
When our spiritual life grows, our spiritual vision change.
所以圣经里面讲说, 属灵的人才能看透, 唯有属灵的人能看透万事。
So the Bible told us that only the spiritual people can see through everything.
那如果我们要想要看透万事, 我们一定要生命长进。
So if we want to see through everything, we have to have a grown-up spiritual life.
那生命的长进自然是因为说要与神有亲密的关系。
And if you have a spiritual, if you want a mature life, you will need a close relationship with God.
那细节我就不往下讲，我们先来看第二点。
So we are skipping the detail, but let's see the next point.
第二个说，如果要有属灵的眼光，一定要在经历当中认识神。
And the second point is, if you want to have a spiritual vision, you have to experience God.
今天我们在地上会经历很多很多的事情，有好事，有坏事。
Today we experience a lot of good things and bad things.
但是我们要从信心里面看见，说我们所经历的每件事情都不是突然。
But we have to see it through faith that everything we experience is not by chance.
都是神为我们特别预备的，为要来操练我们，让我们的生命能够更加真实。
That is everything arranged by God so that we can be more mature.
那尼弟兄曾经讲过说，所有属灵的感觉都是要操练。
And Brother Ni had mentioned that every spiritual things need to be trained.
每一件经历的事情都会让我们，如果我们在神面前认真，我们多多少少都能够对神的认识能够增加。
If we are serious about the Lord, everything we experience will increase our knowledge about the Lord.
如果我们不放弃每一次的机会，我们慢慢就会有属灵的感觉。
If we don't lose every chance, then we will grow in our sense with the spiritual experience.
就像圣经里面所说的，他说，神使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
Just like in the Bible, that God made Moses understand his rules so that the Israelites can follow the regulations.
当我们在经历里面更多的来认识主的时候，我们对神的法则就会有更多。
When we experience the Lord more and more, we will understand his regulations.
我们的认识就不仅仅停留在只看见神的作为上。
Our knowledge will not stop in just what God had done.
我们能够看见说神做事的法则，能够看见神的心意。
We can start feeling about God's regulations and rules and his will.
下面说要得着属灵的眼光，要看自己，要看得合乎中道。
So it also mentioned that to receive the spiritual visions, we have to see ourselves in faith.
那今天播本聚会的时候，有个姐妹有个祷告。
There was
a
prayer during our Lord's table.
他说我们如今仿佛是对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面。
So right now we are looking into mirror vaguely, not seeing clear, but in the future we are going to see face to face.
我想这句话给我们每一个人一个很重要的一个提醒。
I think this is a great reminder to every one of us.
就是在现在这个环境里面，我们是没有办法清楚看见神的心意和作为。
That in this situation, we do not see clearly God's will and work.
原因不是因为神，是因为我们自己太有限。
Not because of God, but because we are limited.
因为我们现在还是活在肉体当中，我们的心思意念还是常常受这个堕落本性的影响。
Because we are still living in our flesh.That we are, our mind and our thought are still in corrupted body.
那举一个最简单的例子，是我们的身体状况常常影响我们和神的关系。
For example, our body health always affects our relationship with God.
你会发现说，当我们精疲力尽的时候，我们对神的这个同在的体会和我们神采奕奕的时候是完全不一样。
So somebody shared that when we are physically exhausted.We have a different experience with God's presence as when we are strong.
所以我们要常常到神的面前来，求他来开我们的眼睛。
So we have to come to the Lord often to ask Him to open our eyes.
像圣经里面说，要向他买眼药来擦我们的眼睛。
Just like that, we have to ask for ointment to our eyes to open our eyes.
因为救我们脱离那种。自以为是、自以为看见了的光景。
So that we can be away from self-centered and self visions.
最后一点是讲到说，我们要如果有属灵的眼光，我们要勇于承担自己的使命。
And the last point is, when we have spiritual vision, we have to bear our mission and responsibilities.
因为我们会发现说，当我们有属灵的眼光的时候，很多的时候对很多的事情就能够明白神的心意。
So when we have spiritual vision, we start to understand a lot of things from the God from the God standpoint.
但是神给我们这个属灵的眼光，不单单是为着我们的个人和家庭，也是为着我们的聚会。
But when God gave us the spiritual vision, it's not just for ourselves individually or our family, but for the gathering in church.
所以我们所需要的就是靠着神的恩典和能力， 把神所赐给我们这个属灵的眼光所看见的，能够落实到我们的实际聚会里面，实际的生活里。
Through God's grace, that we can use the spiritual visions to fulfill our mission and responsibilities in our life.
你会发现说，这像一个良性的循环一样。
So it's like a good circle.
每一次当我们有这样承担使命，然后去按着神的心意去做的时候，我们就会在这个做的过程当中更多的经历和认识神。
Every time when we started our mission and responsibilities according to God's will, then we learn more about God's will.
所以我们的生命就会再上一个台阶。
So it brings us to the next stage of our life.
那其实这一点上，圣经里面有很多很多的例子，我就不再讲。
There are many, many examples pointed out in the Bible.
那施柏克弟兄曾经讲过说，这个世代的通病就是属灵的瞎眼。
Brother Spock had mentioned that the world standard is the blind point for spiritual.
这个世界最大的需要就是我要能看见。
What the world need most is that they can see.
盼望今天我们每个人都向主有这样的祷告，就是我要能看见。
And may every one of us pray today that pray to the Lord that you want to see.
好，我们有。亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们再次把这残缺不全的话放在你的面前。
We put this incomplete word before you.
求你亲自开我们里面的眼睛。
And please open our inner eyes.
主啊，让我们看见你为你圣徒所预备的这些产业是何等的何等有指望。
So that we can see the great hope of what you have prepared for us.
主啊，让我们这些蒙恩信你的人，让我们看见你为我们所显的能力是何等的浩大。
So that we can see how great is your power.
以至于我们在现在这个这样混乱的社会里面，主啊，我们不被外面的事情摇来摇去。
So that in this chaotic world, we will not be shaking and swinging.
因为我们看见了你。
Because we see you.
主啊，当我们看见你的时候，我们就不害怕，我们就喜乐。
Lord, when we see you, we are not afraid and we are joy.
主啊，求你帮助我们每一个属你的儿女。
And may you help every one of your children.
听我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
And listen to our prayer. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.